This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. The United States war in Iran is contributing to higher input costs for farmers. Fertilizer and fuel costs are rising due to the slowdown of shipping and inability to transport goods safely through Middle East shipping lanes. This is adding to the cost of nitrogen sources and fuel for farmers in the United States. We will hear more from Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Farmers, stay on top of your local market with Basis Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every day, we bring you the latest corn and soybean cash prices from inland grain elevators and river terminals across Iowa. Get the prices you need to make the best selling decisions, no matter where you are in the state. Basis Matters connects you to the numbers that matter most to your farm. Tune in every weekday only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and make informed grain marketing decisions with Basis Matters.
United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, was asked if there are any immediate steps that can be taken to help lower prices on fertilizer and fuel soon.
Take countervailing duties off of fertilizers, get E15 year-round nationwide, and right now we're told that it's got to be connected to another bill, and I think we see diesel prices going up. Nitrogen fertilizer prices going up, particularly because of urea that comes from the Mideast can't get out of the Straits of Hormuz. So if we're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars for the war in Iran, that war is driving up the cost of input for farmers.
Grassley says that although there are efforts in Congress currently to provide further aid payments, farmers would prefer to be paid for their commodities instead of receiving relief payments.
Why not put E15 year-round nationwide in that bill as well? Then I think that there's some talk around here of more money going from the federal treasury to the farmers. We hear farmers want their money from the marketplace, so that $14 billion that E15 year-round will bring into agriculture would be even a better way to get it than the $15 billion that they're talking about putting in with the Iran money.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.